Dreamscape presents Invitation Only Murder by Leslie Meyer. Narrated by Karen White. Chapter 1. The little bell on the door to the Penny Saver newspaper office in the quaint coastal town of Tinker's Cove, Maine, jangled, and Lucy Stone looked up from the story she was writing about the new recycling regulations. Paper, glass, and plastic would not be accepted unless clean and separate, no more single stream, to see who had come in, and smiled broadly. It was her oldest and best friend, Sue Finch, looking every bit as stylish and put together as usual, with her dark hair cut in a neat bob, and dressed in her usual summer uniform, striped French fisherman's jersey, black Bermudas, espadrilles, and straw sun hat. Skipping a greeting, Sue pulled an envelope from her straw carryall with a perfectly manicured hand and declared, "Guess what came in today's mail? It's an invitation to die for." Lucy, who was used to playing second fiddle to Sue, raised an inquisitive eyebrow. She was also dressed in her usual summer uniform, a freebie T-shirt from the lumberyard, a pair of cut-off jeans, and neon orange running shoes. She hadn't bothered to style her hair this sunny June morning, thinking that it looked fine, and had missed a stubborn lock in back that curled up like a drake's tail feather. "Do tell," she said, leaning back in her desk chair. "Just look at the paper," cooed Sue, pulling a square of sturdy card out of the velvet-smooth, lined envelope. "Handmade. And the lettering is hand-pressed. And oh, the address on the envelope was done by a calligrapher," she continued, handing the envelope to Lucy. "Trust me, something like this doesn't come cheap."
"Is it a wedding invitation?" asked Lucy,
admiring the elaborate, swirling script on the front of the envelope. Turning the envelope over and studying the back, she recognized the formally identified senders, Mr. and Mrs. Scott Newman. Everybody in town had heard of the Newmans, who had recently bought an island off the coast and proceeded to hire every contractor in the county to restore the property's long-abandoned buildings, including spending a fortune to save the magnificent barn that was considered an architectural masterpiece.
No, it's
Sample complete. Ready to continue?